brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the Bush administration is saying we could have massive fuel shortages in the next few months. They're already on the edge of a snapping point right now, they're saying. And, of course, they're doing that. There is some problems. They're doing that to try to create panic so that the oil companies make even more money. This just follows their classic activities back with their Enron scamming days. I do have more to say about Tom DeLay being indicted, being here in Austin, Texas, knowing the district attorney, Ronnie Earl. I can tell you quite a bit. So, it's just basically two creatures, two goblins fighting with each other. A lesser demon going after a larger, goat of Mendez. So we'll discuss that, and we'll also later, of course, take your phone calls. I have a clip here. I see like five of these articles every day. City intended purchase of assault tank comes under fire all over the country. They're buying their assault tanks as the government becomes our owners, as the government learns to subvert its slaves, just like they've captured Iraq. They're now trying to capture America. And just a lot more coming up today. And we're going to have here in just a second, Sander Hicks on with us, an author, researcher, interesting fellow, talking about 9/11 and several other big issues. But at the bottom of the hour, I will take about 4 minutes out for something I got to say. Something that's got to be done, that's got to be exposed. And so that special announcement is coming up. I'm not going to enjoy saying this, but I'm going to have to. Let's go ahead and go to Sander Hicks. Well, I hope to keep a little bit into the next hour with us and also take calls. Sander, good to have you on with us.
Hi, Alex. Great to be here.
You bet. Instead of sitting here and reading your bio, why don't you tell folks about yourself?
Sure. Most people know about Soft Skull Press. That was the upstart publishing company that picked up the controversial Bush biography, Fortunate Son, back before the dark days of the Bush administration in 99. And that was my company, and that was my move. And so I'm the guy that started Soft Skull and put Soft Skull on
the map. Evidence shows, I haven't asked you this, I don't know your opinion, but I really think they killed him.
Yeah, you know what? When you're dealing with black magic, they get you to kill yourself. That's what a wise old lady once told me. And a lot of people think that, when you're probably referring to the author, Jim Hatfield.
Yes.
Showed up dead in July of 2001.
In an Arkansas bathtub.
In an Arkansas hotel room, right, about 30 miles away from his hometown of Bentonville, Arkansas. And I've investigated that death. I'm not certain that it was an open and shut case of forced suicide. It's a little bit more subtle than that. He did leave a 4-page suicide note in which...
Well, they did? Yeah, they put a gun to your head. We're going to kill your mommy if you don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's outside your mommy's house right now. Your mommy's making soup.
Right.
She's going to beg for it.
I mean, the district attorney, Robert Morgenthau, here in New York, did say that there were 16 people that died mysterious deaths investigating the BCCI scandal. And Hatfield did have some interesting stuff way back in 99 about the Bush-Bin Laden connection in his book and the Bush-BCCI connection in his book. And so he was one of the first to really make the connection.
That's how they get you to do it. And then they shoot you once in the head, and this is another person, and then the bullet deflects, so they got to shoot you again.
Right.
And then they have one of your friends come out and say it was suicide.
Right, kind of like Gary Webb shooting himself twice in the head.
Yeah. Oh, that's quite normal. Shooting yourself twice, and it never happens. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Jim Hatfield does live on in researchers like me and you, and he also lives on sometimes in the form of a movie that's on Cinemax called Horns and Halos. That's also on DVD now, and so Jim Hatfield's no longer with us, but the work he did exposing the Bush-Bin Laden connection.
Well, Princess Diana said, they're going to kill me in a fake auto accident, Charles told me.
Right.
And then they go, oh, suicide. And then, the head, weapons inspector, Dr. David Kelly, says they're going to kill me and put me in the woods.
Yeah, and he was discovered in the woods, right.
But don't worry, there is a note. We'll be right back.
You write that note or we're going to kill your whole family. Your daughter's at school today wearing that little blue dress. Wonder how she's going to like it when we work her over for a week and a half. Now you write the letter and then we're going to get this over with.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The window. I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet, and they whisper the word
revolution.
There are men.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're now at 9 minutes, 7 seconds into this second hour. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and I'm joined by a very interesting gentleman who, of course, published the Fortunate Son book and been involved, of course, with founding the Soft Skull Press. He now has really been doing a lot of work exposing 9/11 and talking about Operation Able Danger, just one of many examples of the government blocking investigations of al-Qaeda and their CIA agents who were taking part in the drills. There, I've said it. But he joins us now, and I really appreciate him coming on the broadcast with us. And his website is Sander Hicks, S-A-N-D-E-R, Hicks.com. and I think we got a big fat link to it on InfoWars.com. Sander, please continue telling us how you woke up to this whole global system and these crime syndicates, and then let's get into 9/11 and some of the things you've been researching.
Sure, sure. Well, one of the things I asked Jim Hatfield when I was his publisher is what were his sources of this Bush-Bin Laden connection, because I thought it would be, something that the mainstream media would surely be interested in finding out more about in my naivete. And he said, well, I got some great sources, and he talked about this book about BCCI, the Bank of Credit and Commerce International. And from that, I started, in the wake of his death, kind of picked up that torch and ran with it. So my book about 9/11, The Big Wedding, also has a big chapter about the Bank of Credit and Commerce International. And when 9/11 happened, I was in a position to be skeptical because Jim Hatfield had taken his life or had been suicided a month and a half previous. And so I was in the middle of the beginnings of a leave of absence from the New York City downtown publishing company I had started. And I had some free time on my hands, and I started looking into 9/11. And again, always relying on good sources. You know, not this book, The Big Wedding, is not based on my own personal political opinions or speculations. There's a paper trail out there for researchers that know how to find it. And so, out of that, since you mentioned Abel Danger, Alex, and I'd love to pick up on that. Abel Danger, for most of your listeners probably know, is this team inside the Pentagon that now says that they were tracking Muhammad Atta as early as 99 in 2000. And now, you know, some of these Pentagon team members have been forced to recant and say, no, that's not what I said. But for a while there, they were contradicting what the 9/11 Commission itself was saying, that the 9/11 Commission was saying, well, no, the Abel Danger team never told us about Muhammad Atta being tracked, and Abel Danger was saying, oh, no, we did tell them. And but really, if you really want the real story, there's some really interesting sources in my book, Big Wedding. I got this guy, Mian Farouk, who's been incarcerated for the past couple of years up in Clinton Correctional Facility in Dannemora Prison with a Patriot and FBI whistleblower, Richard Taus, who got railroaded to prison in 1990. And Farouk and Taus both say that the Defense Department / CIA knew about Muhammad Atta as early as 1996, because Mian Farouk was working for Pakistani intelligence and CIA and knew Muhammad Atta personally. In fact, Muhammad Atta showed up in an airline pilot's uniform at JFK Airport, where Farouk was working, inside of a U.S. Customs office. And get this, Muhammad Atta said, I'm wearing a U.S. pilot's uniform because I now have an ownership interest in a certain Venice flight school. So if you can't get away with telling the truth in this country and saying stuff about, the Pentagon was tracking Muhammad Atta in 1999, then it seems increasingly unlikely that the mainstream media will give serious consideration to my book, because my book says that the CIA and the military knew about Atta in 1996.
Well, and that's like, I know about my right hand, but yeah. I know about my eyeballs. I know the eyes that are in my skull. I mean, I know my two front eye teeth. Look.
Yeah.
I mean, there are countless examples. Bush signed W199I. Clinton originally signed it, ordering the FBI not to, you know, stop these al-Qaeda groups here in the United States. The Bushes flew 161 of the bin Ladens out to safety in the 2 days after 9/11, when all other commercial air traffic, all traffic was grounded except for governmental and emergency.
Yeah.
So we have that. We have FBI agents being told you'll be arrested if you tell the public what you know.
Right.
And you know, I've had the, you know, head of the U.S. Embassy, out of Riyadh on, who years before, they're going, these are known terrorists coming in. And they go, no, they're actually government agents. It's part of an anti-terror drill. That's their cover. Let them back in. And we're talking about Atta and a whole bunch of the other supposed hijackers.
Right.
So, I mean, we're wallowing in this.
Yeah.
We're wallowing in this. And then the guys are running around at topless bars. I'm going to kill everybody tomorrow. Here's the Quran. Let me leave notes of how I'm going to do it all,
mm-hmm.
And then, they're probably basking in the Maui sun right now. I mean, really, if you look at the picture as an investigator, their official story is impossible. you'd have to be a coincidence theorist not to really see what it is. And I think all the stuff you've dug up and others have dug up just adds more layers, you know, to this, more heapings of evidence here, Sander. I mean, bottom line, they created, they funded, they protected Al-Qaeda. Then the debate is, did they engineer and run the whole attacks, or did they just let it happen?
Yeah, and I think the answer to that debate is probably, it's not either or, it's probably both and. That, you know, I think Arab rage against the American imperialism and the influence of AIPAC, I think those things are real.
Well, it's like in the 50s, the CIA, and this is publicly, you know, History Channel, went and radicalized all the Arabs to create radical groups.
Right.
They didn't want secular governments that would actually develop and industrialize.
Right.
They wanted a bunch of wild-eyed crazies.
Right. I think one thing that most people don't know is that the CIA's very first big hit, very first big assassination slash political coup was exactly in Iran in 1953. Harry Truman was not willing to let the CIA murder and overthrow governments, but President Eisenhower, when he was the president-elect, gave the green light for the CIA to do this. And Kermit Roosevelt in the region engineered a coup against Mossadegh.
They carried out terror attacks and blamed them on Mossadegh.
Exactly. And all because Mossadegh had the temerity to say that the Iranian people deserve to enjoy the oil wealth that the British and American companies are pulling out of the country.
They only wanted 30% instead of like 5%.
Right. Exactly. Some of it. Right. And so Mossadegh, who was a democratically elected leader, was overthrown by the CIA, and
by the way, he'd been Time Magazine Man of the Year in 51 for kicking the communists out.
Right.
But then when they overthrew him, they called him a communist.
Right. Exactly. And then we installed the Shah, who was this king of Iran, and that's why the Shah was overthrown, and that's why hostages were taken. It's not like the hostages were taken in the late 70s under Carter because of, you know, an anti-American vitriol or venom. It's more like
it was a CIA base.
Right. Exactly. The CIA is notorious for running their operations out of U.S. embassies without proper
coverage. Well, they got the documents. And look, folks, I'm no fan of the Ayatollah Khomeini. The point is, don't you just want the truth?
Right.
Instead of this, you know, let's go buy targets of the Ayatollah and hang them up and shoot targets of him. I mean,
right. You
know, this is why they hate us so much. They had a good, nice guy there. We took him out. He was pro-America. And then they caused the Shah, put him in, and then caused the Ayatollah to come in.
Right. And with Mossadegh, that set the pattern. So the next year they did it again in Guatemala with Arbenz, just because Arbenz was trying to do a coalition government with, you know, a few leftists in his government. We said that's not good enough, and the CIA pulled off a very similar coup in Guatemala in 54.
Well, that's United Fruit. Just because he said, you know, I'm not going to let you take the villagers' property to grow bananas, they said, fine, we'll just overthrow you.
Right. It was the same people, too. Kermit Roosevelt, who was in the Iranian operation in 53, was also involved in the Arbenz.
Well, listen, it's not like that's our opinion. He bombed mosques and machine-gunned people and hired 2,000 thugs to do it. The piece of trash went on NPR in the 1980s and did an interview bragging about it.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I knew about it, but I sat there one night in a Home Depot parking lot for 30 minutes listening to that. They were re-airing this interview. He was real proud of himself.
Hmm. You know what's interesting? We're publishing this guy later in the fall named Brad Ayers, who was a paramilitary specialist who was recruited into the secret war against Cuba that was being launched by a Ted Shackley CIA-run station in Miami in 62. And one of the people that Brad Ayers met was this guy David Morales, who was involved in the Arbenz overthrow for CIA in 54. But also was involved in the assassination of JFK, and was also involved, was present at the assassination of RFK. Because some of the more cutting-edge research into the death of the Kennedys shows that JFK was actually, RFK was actually very interested in trying to get to the bottom of who exactly had killed his brother.
Well, of course.
Yeah, and that's probably why they had to take him out in 68 in L.A. in the Ambassador Hotel. And what Brad has done, and what Brad's going to be doing in his book, The Zenith Secret, that we're publishing in a couple of months, is that he was shown photographs of who was there at the Ambassador Hotel in 68, and he identified, from memory, Gordon Campbell and David Morales, two CIA agents. So the problem we have in this country is that people love their country, and yet not enough people realize...
Well, they think loving their country is worshiping private mercs who are bringing the country down. We'll be right back. Stay with us, Senator.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has always chosen socialist one-worlders for its leadership? Did you know that the United Nations seeks power to control the environment, population, children, and the whole world? They want to dissolve our Constitution and Bill of Rights. We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. And request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
We're talking to Sandra Hicks, researcher, journalist, publisher. And coming up, we're going to be taking your calls a little bit later, 1-800-259-9231. Any issue you want to talk about, Tom DeLay or the confirmation just a couple hours ago of John Roberts to the Chief Justice position in the U.S. Supreme Court, Bush saying we could have a massive energy crisis. Oh, boy, the old companies will have to make even more money. It's just terrible. When we open the phones up, you're welcome to talk about anything you wish. Sander, you've written a lot of articles, not just published books, and we'll give out those websites again a little bit later. But I'm sure you've been following the news where they catch British SAS dressed up like Arabs, shooting people, shooting police, posing as Arab fighters, posing as Iranians, basically, and then running around with plastic explosives in their car, clearly about to stage a car bombing. That fits in with Israelis and U.S. troops being caught doing the same thing. And people go, why would our own troops kill our own people?
Right. Yeah.
The strategy of tension. Would you like to speak to that?
Yeah, sure. That strategy of tension comes out of certain research people have done into 1978 in Italy. There's this guy, Webster Tarpley, and I don't, I'm friendly with Tarpley, although I don't completely have, 100% parity with everything he believes politically.
Well, Gladio's public.
Yeah, right. But I've been reading Webster Tarpley's new book on 9/11, and he talks about Gladio, which was a secret team organized probably by NATO intelligence, and they took on the veneer of a radical left group, the Red Brigades, and assassinated the Italian president Aldo Mori, and blamed it on the Red Brigades. And
well, they also bombed school buses. Their favorite thing is to kill small children.
Right. Yeah. And yeah, and it just goes to show how scared they are.
It's simple. You go blow up school buses and blame it on leftists.
Right, right. And it's very similar to the way that they've blamed 9/11 on Islamic terrorists. You know, this way of demonizing people from the right and, you know, so-called fanatics. This is really great, though, being on your show, Alex, because before we take callers, I'd like to point out that it's really important, I think, to create common ground between people on the left, like myself, and people that are more, I don't know what you call yourself, independent.
Well, you know, I don't even believe in left and right. It wasn't taught until 100 years ago. I believe in freedom versus slavery.
Right.
And
right.
I believe the left-right paradigm is a false projection.
That's right. I remember hearing that on your, seeing that on your website and your video on your website. But then I think there's something to that too, because you know it goes back to the French Revolution, it goes back to Hegel, and it.
You've got to communicate with people with the signpost and symbols they know. Left-right is the dominant system, but I'm trying to overturn that and go back to the true organic freedom versus slavery paradigm.
Right. And I think we go forward together when we realize that both the Democrats and the Republicans have the same players on their team. And I didn't go looking for it, but a couple of times over the course of my book, I kept on running into the story of Vince Foster. And it was almost like rediscovering the corpse of Vince Foster, deputy White House counsel under Clinton, who was found dead under mysterious circumstances in a park in Arlington, Virginia in 1993. And one of the stories that I'm really breaking that I think is something that no one else has touched is the connections that Michael Chertoff, current director of Homeland Security, has to the financiers of Islamic terror. I don't know if you were able to get to that chapter in my book. It's like chapter 9 and or chapter 10, I believe. And it's a really interesting story. I was able to do it for San Marcos University Star originally. The local college near you published it originally. And then I put it into book form and really fleshed it out. But not only did Michael Chertoff, as a private attorney, defend Dr. Magdi Alamir, who was accused by, not by kooks, but by the state of New Jersey, of having $5 million missing when his HMO was raided, and having connections to not only Osama bin Laden, but the Egyptian arms dealer Diyah Moishan. So there's some really creepy stuff here, and you have to ask yourself, you know, why was this guy connected to Dr. Magdi Alamir? You know, who asked him to defend this guy? And not only that, but once I started digging, I realized that Michael Chertoff was actually also involved in the Vince Foster cover-up.
Of course he was.
I don't know if you know about this, I guess.
Yeah, and he's also involved in all sorts of SNL scamming. And
yeah.
That's why they like him, in
right.
Real estate scams. And
right, right. So, and a little bit more about Vince Foster, because I have a feeling your listeners probably care a lot about that, because I know you probably care a lot about that. One of my sources in this book is Ambassador Leo Wanta, who actually knew Foster and worked in the White House with him. Wanta goes all the way back to the Reagan White House, where he was Ronald Reagan's junkyard dog. But Foster and Wanta were traveling together in Switzerland right before Foster showed up dead and Wanta was put into chains. And
you know, I tell you what, we got a break. I got a little 3 or 4 minute announcement I got to make when we get back, some key information, and we'll get right back to you where you left off. Okay, Sander?
Okay, great, Alex.
This is really important, and I want to We've got plenty of time to go over all this. We'll keep you in the next hour if we need to, and we'll also take calls. Folks, stay with us. And I've got a hazard advisory for you when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
About this and focused. I have a rule on my radio show that I do not engage in infighting and attacking and egomania with other patriots and truth seekers because I've seen it tear this movement apart and damage it. And a lot of it's COINTELPRO. A lot of it is done on purpose, right out of the FBI handbook, to instead of fighting the New World Order, instead of fighting the hate crimes laws or the open borders or the gun control. We're busy fighting with each other. But most of it is just egomaniacs who really just want money and power, and their main drive is not defeating the New World Order. They're just cynical, greedy egomaniacs. And they sit there from their little self-appointed thrones just year after year throwing rocks at people and relishing it. And it's so disgusting to me that I always stay out of it and stay away from it. I mean, I'm really worried about this country, folks. I'm worried about survival. You know, I'm worried about getting picked up by the New World Order and getting tortured to death. You know, I'm thinking about real issues. But to live here in Austin and to have started my fight, you know, 12 years ago, almost 12 years ago, when no one even knew what the New World Order was around here, and to have worked so hard to stand up to the globalists and to have so many great inroads that have been made, I'm not going to allow it to be hijacked by carpetbaggers. I mean, anybody that wants to come to now the capital, which they say Austin is the capital of fighting the New World Order, now worldwide, I mean, you know, national television has said that, to have them then come to the capital and then try to set themselves up as kings and then lie and attack and besmirch the records of good people. It isn't even that it's damaging to myself. Most people see through it. But still, it gives them a bad taste. It's like somebody passing gas on an elevator. And like the 50th time they do it, it's like you need to stop. You're hurting yourself more than you're hurting even the movement or, you know, somebody like myself. I mean, everybody knows what the high road is. So, you know, at this time, I'm not going to get any names. And number one, I don't want to hear that, oh, you guys need to not fight with each other. If I'm walking down the street and I've done nothing to you, and you walk over to me and hit me in the head with a ball-peen hammer, the cops aren't going to show up, you know, when witnesses saw it, and say that I somehow was in a fight with you. No, you assaulted me. You understand? This is exactly what we're talking about. It's like a woman. Well, you shouldn't have been wearing that short skirt, you know, when they raped you. And the reason I'm talking about this is I know friends of mine, people I know, people that are good people, people that, you know, that I know personally over many years, and I hear just the most outlandish lies coming out of the mouth of the power-mad carpetbagger, you know, just north of us here, north of Austin. And, you know, I'm a team player. I have people on from, you know, that other entity. I promote the good people, you know, whether it's Robbie Noel or whether it was somebody like, you know, Jack McClam. I don't care, folks. It's about fighting the New World Order. And then I have to hear out of this individual just stuff that I know personally, it's done cynically in a business strategy just for ego and personal gain. It's that simple. And you know what? I hope people attack me more because I'm just going to let it all out, folks. I'm going to let you know everything. Big articles, everything. I mean, I really struggle with this. You know, is it right to shut up? Is it right to bite your tongue? Is it right to know something is so true and needs to be exposed? And, you know, I try to weigh things. I need to stay focused on Bush, on Clinton, on the New World Order. They're moving ahead with global taxes. The CFR today is calling for global government. Big BBC News article. I mean, we need to talk about that. But because there is this fire in our camp, you know, that's in danger of consuming things because of egomania. And because I guess people have taken it so long, for years now, over a year now, that we are expected to just put up with this. I mean, think of the stuff you've heard. It's just out of the blue stuff like Genesis isn't going to exist anymore. Never had any basis in reality, any basis in fact. The network's doing better than it's ever done. So, I mean, those false accusations only made us stronger. But still, it's just, how do you say that? And then how do people not remember you said that? And all the other stuff. All the other promises you were made, all the things you were told, as we just sit here and take it, 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 and take it from people who, it's not just that. The other day when I knew I had to say something, it's the things we are accused of is exactly what they're doing. And then to know there's all these good people involved with it who are just being drug along by it. You know, I mean, you got something that's really good, but the head of it is rotten. And the thing about when somebody's in trouble, I reach my hand out to them. I try to help them. I mean, really, it's embarrassing to sit here in this town where I've woken, with your help, so many hundreds of thousands of people up, and to watch somebody spitting on me, defecating on me, basically, and then smearing it on me, and then telling people how good they are. And weird stuff about how they started the micros down here, and well, they've been here 7-8 years, you know, Keith Perry did, and weird stuff about just every day, and then also twisted stuff implying that I'm with them, and implying that, you know, somehow we are that, so they get support that's meant to go here. Look, no more Mr. Nice Guy. You understand? You understand that? I mean, I hear these type of vomitous lies. You think you're going to get away with it forever. You're not. So I tell people, do not support it. Do not give it any support. Because until it is rectified, I mean, if I told you the trail of destruction, the trail of division, the trail. It's just unbelievable. And so, this is the GCN radio network exploding, the world leader reaching people because we talk about real issues of real significance. That's why we get attacked by the Washington Post and the New York Times and the ADL, and they don't. That's why we get attacked by every TV station in Texas 2 weeks ago. That's why, because we're actually getting it done. We're getting the flak. We're under attack. And when you hear us being under attack by people who we've never defended ourselves against, you gotta look at that. So there isn't any, oh, fix it, be friends, oh, you guys don't fight. No. If I walk up to you and knock your teeth out, you didn't do anything to me. That I assaulted you. Do you understand that? Let's get that straight. Number one, we just sit here and take it and take it and take it, and it's really become an abomination. It's really become like, just somebody who wants... It's crazy. And, I'm tired of hearing it. Just because it's a wrong. And again, it hurts that individual. It hurts the movement. It hurts us all. And then, and this little demonic sidekick. This creature of old I've never responded to. And just the just all of it. I mean, it is amazing. It is absolutely amazing to be, and then several sidekicks actually. Now again, I am not going to talk about that on the show, and anybody that calls in about it, I'm not discussing it. I'm not giving any more attention to it, unless I need to, and it'll probably be a big internet expose. If I have to, I just really have been weighing it and seeking out God and what I should do. And I think I needed to do this, but I'm meeting this out in measure. And I don't do this, but you need to know. You have a right to know. It has become a cancer. Just, it's got to be dealt with. It's too bad to have to say this, but... it's got to be done. All right, I've spent the last 7 minutes on that, and I'm not going to apologize for doing it. Had to do it. And there's a ton of news coming up, and we have our guest, Sander Hicks. Sander, you want to talk about COINTELPRO?
Yeah, I think it's important to realize that you don't want to spend too much energy fighting decoys or fighting red herrings. That's something I talk about in my book, is that I know that there's a lot of people that are beginning to wake up to the 9/11 myth.
But they get turned off by the overactive you-know-whats.
Yeah, and in any political movement, sectarianism is always, I think, even without government interference or COINTELPRO and any, if it's
yeah, it's just greed and arrogance and somebody on a power trip.
Yeah,
most egos. Of the time.
Everyone's got egos, and everyone. We live in a culture. I think culturally, part of the problem of Western society is that
the only value is how high on the totem pole you are.
Yeah, and people tend to get invalidated. Like from our infancy, we don't tend to listen to each other. We don't think of listening to each other.
See, I turned the cheek about 200 times, and then there's a time to fight, a time to cry, a time to die, a time to not turn the cheek, a time to, it's just there's a certain point where it's gotten so obvious now that it's just trying to help people, stop what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, one of the red herrings, I believe, and this might shake up some people in the 9/11 truth movement, I believe that the no plane hit the Pentagon theory is probably a red herring. There's many eyewitnesses that saw that flight hit the Pentagon. I'm actually friends with somebody who was an eyewitness, and I got her to talk to me after.
Well, talking about sectarianism, I don't know what happened there. It, the whole thing's very suspicious with them grabbing the tapes and different witness stuff. But I know is, because I can't prove it either way, but I encourage those that do talk about it. We should have an open, free flow of debate, but because I can't prove it either way, what I do is I focus on all the things I can prove.
Right. And I think one of the things that I'm trying to prove is that the theory is one of the more outlandish theories, and I think it might be part of the design to keep the mainstream Americans away from the movement of questioning and the movement of alternative history or alternative theories to the mainstream myth of 9/11 as being pulled off by a small gang of Al-Qaeda terrorists.
Well, clearly that is just impossible. I mean, it's like saying men in a cave landed a capsule on the moon.
Yeah, but it's the official story, and a lot of people cling to it out of a desire for safety and security.
But here's an example. They have that new Discovery Channel show about the hijackers, one that hit the towers, another that Flight 93 over Pennsylvania, and they use the same hijacking tape for both of the supposed hijackings. I mean, when it's that elementary where they use the same tape for both planes, I mean, it's just. I mean, everybody I talk to is going, yeah, I noticed that. How dumb do they think we are?
Yeah. Yeah, and I actually think I'm sure you saw the Zoghbi poll last year that said half of New Yorkers in New York City believe that the 9/11 Commission report did not do its job.
Well, yeah, it's in my film Martial Law.
Yeah, there needs to be a new investigation, and yeah, so I think people are beginning to wake up. But I talk about this in my book, though, the possibilities that there's a red herring. In the same way that JFK is...
Well, you know, 90%, I mean, just interrupt, 90% in a CNN poll said they thought that, so...
Oh, yeah? That's great.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sure that poll has disappeared right after the results were published.
It was. Go
yeah.
ahead.
Yeah, well, one of the things I talk about in the book is I go back and I talk to some JFK researchers, and I said, in the truth movement around the JFK assassination, were there red herrings, i.e., were there things that were maybe planted to perhaps deliberately throw off researchers? And
well, intelligence agencies always have three or four ops going at the same time to create the fog,
right,
to create plausible deniability in multiple layers.
Right, right. Like, for instance, there was Lee Harvey Oswald dupes or duplicates and doppelgangers, people that looked like Lee Harvey Oswald that were also around the area. And I mentioned Zenith Secret, Brad Ayer's book, the former CIA paramilitary specialist, and he witnessed one of those Lee Harvey Oswald lookalikes being pushed out of a helicopter, and right in front of him. It was a terrifying, terrifying thing to experience.
Oh, where was this?
That was at Fort Eglin in Florida, right after the JFK hit. And it hasn't been published yet, but it's going to be coming out in a book I'm doing here at Vox Pop called Zenith Secret. Very, very exciting stuff. I think.
Well, I want to get him on for that.
Yeah, okay, great. I will make a note of it, and I'll get him there for you.
Well, I mean, look, 5 years ago, 80%+ thought the government killed Kennedy. Now they have polls where 92%, we're talking that type of level.
Yeah.
I mean, so 8% can call us all kooks. Everybody knows. Anybody who's ever shot a 30-odd-6 bolt action...
Yeah.
I mean, you don't get off that many rounds. You can't do it. You can't hit the side of a barn if you did.
Right. And even the U.S. Congress in 78 said the same thing.
Well, bullets don't change directions and hit metal and hit three bones.
Right.
I mean, they fragment.
Right, right.
I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've shot, a deer and seen the bullet go through and go find the spot where it hit the dirt and dug in a foot and dug out the bullet out of the dirt.
Right, right. So we've got a lot of evidence on our case. But you know what, Alex? It's not just evidence that's really going to make that argument. Politically, you've got to realize the importance of... It's almost like we need an emotional revolution in this country. We need to get away...
Getting over that our government's been hijacked by criminals...
Yeah.
And just realizing that they're not our mommy and our daddy.
Okay, but let me try to finish this thought. What I'm trying to say is that the facts are already on our side, but it's not just facts that we need. We need actually, this goes back to what I was trying to say about sectarianism and validation. It's almost like part of the movement against all the untruth and corruption has to be a kind of an understanding that there has to be, we have to grow as people. I hope this doesn't sound too hippy-dippy or woo-woo or anything, but it's something that occurred to me from experience in New Mexico. There's a doctor there named Dr. Dave Stewart, and he's got a group, and he talks about that from birth in this country, we invalidate our tendency in listening to each other is to, or arguing with our loved ones, is always to invalidate whatever is
being
said.
Well, it's a pecking order that we see with, say, cockatoos.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's mindless bird brain behavior.
Uh-huh.
Families, people take it as an insult if you try to warn them of some corruption, as if you're trying to invalidate and act like you're smart. And
right.
You're like, no, I'm trying to warn you, your house is on fire.
Right.
And they're like, you just want to tell me what to do. No, I agree. I've seen this. It's so destructive. I've got distant family who are all a bunch of invalidators, and whereas my parents were always validating me.
Oh, yeah?
I do see that a lot, where everybody picks at each other. Exactly. You're making a great point.
Yeah, good, good. So
we all feel pathetic and like we're not leaders when we are.
Right. Right.
Well, that's my message, brother.
Yeah, good. Yeah, and I think, like, yeah, I think the Quakers had it right too, in the sense that the inner light of truth is within all of us, and yet we've got to stop smothering it in everyone.
Well, I'd say this to the New Age Quakers. Of course, we had great Quaker generals like General Greene in the Revolutionary War. That, I mean, God can give us that light if we let God into our lives. I don't. The human's pretty fallen creature, I think, without God.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. And Gandhi said that truth is the same thing as God, and God is truth.
Well, I mean, I know one thing that Gandhi did say I agree with. First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win.
Right. Was that Gandhi?
Yes.
Oh, great.
I read that online. You never know. Why? Is that somebody else you know?
I thought maybe it was, but I might be wrong.
Hey, I'm wrong every day.
All
I know is it's Veritas, baby.
Yeah, right.
Whoever said it, the quote, what's the other paraphrase quote, that if you try to shut up the truth, you try to board it up, you try to bury it, when it does explode, it'll just annihilate that was trying to suppress it?
Right. You remember when Emma Goldman said, if I can't dance, you can have your revolution? I've heard that paraphrased so many different times. I tried to go look it up online, and I got to the open source encyclopedia, Wikipedia, which actually said that she never actually said that, and that it's sort of a paraphrase from a larger section of her memoirs, Living My Life. And for those who don't know, I'm talking about Emma Goldman, the famous turn-of-the-century American anarchist.
Yeah, well, I like Wikipedia, but they're not perfect. They got stuff about me that I know is not true.
Right. Well, yeah. It's open source.
Well, so. Well, exactly. No one is all-powerful. No one knows everything except God. We'll be right back.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight, piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The New World Order has declared war on the American people, and so have their minions. Their minions have been coming out of the woodwork on the net and on talk radio, showing us who they are, because we're hurting them so badly. The question is, will you recognize it? John and Kerry and Alex and Kevin and Bob and many others, we're gonna go to your call starting here in just a moment, and hopefully keep our guest with us a little bit in the next hour, if he can be kind enough to do so. Before I go back to our guest, Mr. Hicks, just briefly here, if you believe in what we're doing and you want to fight the globalists, well, we got tools that we know are some of the most effective out there, bar none. Books are great, and I've written a book, and I carry some other great books. But videos are really powerful with a TV nation. And my new film, Martial Law, shows the latest police state developments, proving the police state martial law being set up, that an hour on how the globalists executed 9/11 with all the details, wide spectrum of view and analysis of the architecture of the attacks and then the motives. And then we spend an hour on their background, these death cults, these Nazi Luciferians. And folks, whether you believe in God or not, they do. They believe in old Beelzebub, the Faustian deal. I mean, they are nuttier than a fruitcake, regardless of what area, you know, you look at it from. Just because you don't believe in God doesn't mean they don't. You understand? I think people go, well, film about other devil worshippers. I don't believe in God. It doesn't matter. They do. See, it shows they're nuts. Even if you don't believe in God, they're still crazy people would worship the devil, right? You know, Hitler, the Bushes. I mean, you know, this is admitted. This is mainstream, folks. It's just hidden in plain view. You need to have martial law. 3 hours of miniseries. $25.95. Get a second copy for $19. Get a couple more copies for $14 a piece. You got my film, American Dictators, exposing the false left-right paradigm, the staged election of 04. Get one copy for $19.95, another copy for $5.95, each additional copy. And if you want to support us, that's how you do it. And we need your support. We could do so much more if we had your support. So get a bunch of the videos and books. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free to get the films, 1-888-253-3139. They can answer all your questions when you call about different discounts, different specials, 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, all 12 of my films, dozens of other films, my weekly TV reports, my best audio interviews from the radio show, like the one you've been hearing will be posted there for members. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. PrisonPlanet.tv, takes about a minute to sign up. It's so easy. Let's go ahead and go back to our guest, Mr. Hicks. And, of course, he's with DrenchKiss.com. Got a bunch of different websites, and you'll definitely want to check those out. Let's, of course, SandraHicks.com. Let's go ahead and go to your calls. Trying to find my call list here. John and Tejas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm calling from Galveston County. A couple of things I'd like to touch upon, including the very mysterious overthrow of the Shah of Iran. But before I do, let me tell you that there's a talk show host that you've been a guest on his show. He's a wonderful guy. You've been a guest on his show many times, and he's an all right guy, but his screener is a ringer who keeps guys like me from talking to you, because when you appear on his program, this guy puts you on terminal hold and leaves you there and runs five or six calls over the wild card line, you know, over you, and just leaves you there in oblivion. So you might want to pass that on to George next time you're on his show.
But all right.
60 Minutes interviewed the Shah of Iran a few months before he was mysteriously overthrown. And the 60 Minutes reporter mentioned to him, asked him, he said, well, what about the Arab oil embargo? And the Shah's answer was, what embargo?
And well, I got family in the oil business then, and I mean, it was all staged. Everybody,
yeah.
Stay there. I want you to finish up, and I want to give Mr. Hicks a chance to respond to that, because he's written about it and researched it. We'll be right back with the third hour, Real Issues of Real Significance. This show is Real Talk Radio, and that's been the name of this show for 8 years. I even had T-shirts that said it. That's another point. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.